What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies. The list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she saw apparitions in her house, but was it her sister's fault? Did her sister invite the spirits in?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
And if you have a real ghost story, would you share it with us? It's easy to do. Call it in at 855-853-4802. You can also write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Remember, you could become a premium subscriber if you want. You get advanced episodes, access to the complete archive, and no commercials. Sign up through Apple Podcasts for 3 days free. You can check it out. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes, and Kathy, my sister, I'm telling you, if you invited spirits in my house, I would be downright pissed off. So I'm just telling you.
Yeah. No. You know, back in the old days when you were like in college, whatever, like right after and before I got married, I lived with my husband and he had this odd friend who was just an odd duck, this guy. And the guy would knock on the door and you would go answer it. And he would never talk to me. He would only talk to Greg. But if I answered the door, I'd say, well, hello, and you know his name. And he would come into the house, and then he would go sit in on the sofa or a chair, and he would, like, get a book or whatever and read and just,
just
be
so
in
bizarre.
Our house.
Read at your own damn house.
He would just read it in our
what
house.
What was his name?
Neil.
Okay.
And he would read in our house and just be in our house. And sometimes, like, I wouldn't even know. My husband maybe let him in or whatever. But we would just go on doing our regular whatever we're doing. You know, lives, and Neil would just be there at the house. And then eventually he would just get up and leave and goodbye, Neil. And he would leave. And like, he would never talk to me or anything. He would, or talk to even really to Greg that much. And that was that.
He would
was
just
he
come
a real
in.
Person or was he a spirit coming in your house reading?
He was a real person. He was in my high school and we went had classes together when we were in high school. And, you know, I always think of like invite, you know, like in this situation, like you bring people things into your house and there they are, you know, and what do you do? You know, I do think you can bring in spirits.
Can you invite them in? Kind of like that black eyed kids story.
Do you
that
invite
them
or do you like use a Ouija board and then they're there?
That's
and you
what,
sort of
I think that's
him.
What the sister did, the Ouija board.
I'm wondering,
thing.
And did she sort of invite something mm-hmm. by, you know, doing a seance?
And it,
or
wasn't
a Ouija board.
It wasn't Neil. Wasn't
okay,
Neil
wasn't
coming
Neil.
In reading books?
Okay.
That would almost seem paranormal to me. It's like, didn't Neil
it was weird,
die at
you know,
some point?
It was not
I didn't
for
know.
Me to walk in. Yeah, it wasn't unusual to walk in the living room and Neil was just sitting there. Well, hey, Neil. Okay. You know, whatever.
Like, did he not have a quiet place to read?
I don't remember what his situation was, but, you know, he was just always strange and he really liked my husband and that was that.
I think I'd like to go read at Greg's house. So
well, and
I'm
you know,
not
I think
going
for
to acknowledge
him, he thought
his
he
wife.
Was, I, he was just so odd. I think he thought that was visiting. Like he was going to see us.
And it sounds to me like he was reading like J.R.R. Tolkien.
Oh, that or
something
like
that.
Robert Heinlein, like yeah. Stranger in a Strange Land or, you know, something like, yeah, definitely.
He
Carl
was not reading
Jane
Austen
you know,
novels.
Yeah, that kind of stuff, you know. But
that's funny. Well, this is a little different than Neil. So this story takes place over several years and is partly my and my older sister's. In 1992, my parents bought some land from my grandparents and built a house right next door to them and across the street from a graveyard. We moved into the house in 1993 when I was just 1 year old. My entire life, I always felt like I was never alone in any part of that house. At night when I was in bed, I could feel someone watching me, and if I looked up at my bedroom door, I would see a shadow darker than dark in the corner of my room. I can't tell you how many times we have heard almost that exact same description, darker
in
than
a
dark,
corner.
Blacker than
in
black.
In a corner.
Yeah. While walking up or down the stairs to the basement, there was also a fourth bedroom down there that used to be my sister's room. I would always run past it because it felt like someone was following me. When I was in middle school, about 12 or 13 years old, I was sitting in a recliner looking down to the end of the hall waiting for my dad to finish getting ready to leave. It was about 6:37 in the evening, but it was still light out, so the hall was not dark. I could clearly see a tall man who resembled my dead uncle, who was buried in the cemetery across the street, with a black cat following him. The cat also looked like our old black cat, who had died years ago. I was not frightened by what I saw, but I was intrigued. I told my dad what I saw, but he thought I was making stories up. Not long after this incident, I saw a young blonde girl in our house dressed in an old smock dress. Whenever I would see her, she would be darting into another room, so I only ever caught glances of her. Again, I told my dad about this, and he dismissed it as a wild imagination. Years later, my dad told me he was worried about my sanity for a while because he never saw or felt anything unusual in the house. I confided in my best friend about what I saw because she also had many paranormal experiences, and I also have many stories that include her that I will share at a later time. So I told her about the little girl and decided that we should go into the cemetery to see if we could find her grave. The very first grave I walked up to was very old, and the dirt in front of it was sunken in. The name on the grave was Virginia Ayer. The little girl at this grave had died when she was 6 years old in the 1800s. I told my friend that this was the girl in my house. She asked me how I knew, and to this day, I do not know how I knew that. About a year or so later, I was a freshman in high school. I had to be up at 4 a.m. to get on the bus, and every morning I would wake up before my dad and the whole house would be dark, so I would turn on every light I passed between my room and the kitchen on the other side of the house. The house was completely lit up when I made my way to the kitchen. One morning when I turned the corner into the kitchen, I saw a man with no shirt on, sitting on the kitchen floor in Indian style, as if he was waiting for me. When he saw me, he stood up, smiled, and began walking toward me. This was the most terrifying moment of my life. I was instantly filled with dread and terror when I saw him. The smile that crept onto his face was malicious, and he had a look in his eye like he was looking at a steak. I started screaming and stumbling backward. I also hit a light switch that turned on the chandelier in the kitchen. There was a blue flash when the light was turned on, and he was gone. I never saw him again. During the time when strange things were happening in the house, it was just my dad and me living there. My sister is 14 years older, so she moved out when I was 5. I moved from Connecticut to Virginia, so we were not really close when I was growing up. When I was 18, I went to visit her in Virginia. One night, we were starting to have a heart-to-heart. I had never told her about what I experienced in that house, so what she told me made the hairs on my neck stand up and gave me chills. When she was just 15, the first winter we lived in that house, she had her friends over for a sleepover and used a Ouija board in her bedroom, which was a fourth bedroom in the basement. She told me how she talked to our uncle and a little girl. The little girl told her that her name was Virginia Ayer, but she went by Mary. They talked to this little girl and asked her questions about their futures, and Mary could accurately tell my sister what her husband's name would be. As midnight approached, the little girl warned them to stop using the Ouija board because he was coming. After that, she said there was pounding on her bedroom windows and the front door. They immediately flipped over the Ouija board and jumped into bed. The next morning, large boot prints were leading out of the woods in the snow to her window and from her window to the front door where the boot prints ended. No boot prints were leading away from the house. I believe she invited some spirits into the house that night and they never left. For as long as my sister lived in that house, she said almost every night from then on, she would wake up to a man standing over her bed. I will share more stories about it at another time, but this is where it all began for me, Sarah. Do you think the sister had something to do with that?
I do.
Because
now,
it's
maybe
interesting.
Maybe the uncle and the little girl were there either way.
Well,
you know.
But they also came through on the Ouija board, yeah.
You know, and the Ouija board just enabled her to talk to them. Possibly.
It makes me think they were the more protective ones, especially when the little mm-hmm. girl's like, he is coming, which makes me think he is the person sitting on the floor in the kitchen.
Yeah, that's
who looked at her
too.
Like she was a steak.
Yeah. Well, and the uncle, Sarah felt like was following the dad, which makes it seem like maybe the uncle was protecting the dad.
Could be.
Just being there around him.
And it kind of makes sense that your uncle might be there in your house.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. But it's interesting because the sister hadn't had experiences until that night and then had experiences every night after that. So it does seem like if you're looking for where it began, mm-hmm. I think Sarah's sister is responsible for it.
Yeah, I think you can open that door.
I think she did.
I do too.
I don't like that at all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, here is our next story.
Hey, guys. This is Chris from Ohio. I had something interesting happen to me Wednesday night that I think you guys would find interesting. The reference, I'm calling this in the Sunday after. Earlier the day, a coworker was helping take me driving. We went up to a small parking lot and things inside for a little bit where I picked up an incense burner and a healing crystal because I've been starting to look into looking practices. I went home that afternoon, I went to sleep because I work night shifts and sleep during the day. And I had at least what I thought was a dream until I woke up. where I woke up in what I thought was a dream, and it felt like I was in a sleep paralysis state, but it seemed like whatever, I guess, put me there, grabbed my hand to pull me out of it, and led me somewhere across my room and, like, through my desk and wall, then that's where it went black. But before that happened, I had pulled the rotation switch on my pedestal fan to stop it from rotating. And then as we hit the wall, things went black, and then I woke up in my bed again, and there was something standing over me that, like, had a sheet over it, like it didn't want me to see what it was. I didn't get a nervous feeling from either thing, more like the first one wanted to show me something, and then the second thing just wanted to make sure I was brought back on time to, like, wake up for work that night. Like I said, I did think this was just a dream, but when I woke up to go to work that night, the rotation for my fan was shut off. I was just kind of curious on what you guys thought about this and if you've heard anything similar, like something pulling you out of a sleep paralysis state, like it realized it put you there but didn't mean to. Well, thanks for listening. Can't hope to hear this.
So what kind of deal was that all about?
Well, you know, you do get these weird dreams that are weirder than just a regular dream. And you get a feeling that wasn't something normal. Right?
Oh, yeah.
And you know what I'm talking about. And so, you know, I occasionally have had one where I'm like, okay, it was a dream, but it felt so real. And then you have, like, I told you guys one about not too long ago where I got up, got a drink of water, you know, was standing in a dark room except the refrigerator light was on, and that was all. But then I felt something behind me, and I saw a really black cloud, and I shut the door, took off running, went to my... And, you know, woke up, thought, oh, what a weird dream. But then the next morning, I realized that water was gone from my water container in the fridge. Like, I had gotten up and gotten a drink of water, though I thought it was a dream. And that, it kind of reminded me of that. Like, something happened. Like, the fan wasn't on the rotation anymore. And in his dream, he turned the rotation off. Like, there's that little weird clue that maybe you really did walk through with this thing.
You know, just because of me being me, I would convince myself I had just had a dream. And at some point, I must have absentmindedly flipped off the rotation part on my fan. Don't remember doing that, but weird things happen. Because I wouldn't like the whole idea of the weird things, like taking you through a wall, another weird thing, making sure you're back in bed in time. So it was like some weird, almost astral projection thing, but you got to go to work, so you need to be back in your bed so you can wake up.
But let's say it was just a dream. Let's say it was just a dream, okay? And it didn't go any further. I still think there's something trying to tell you something. And I like that idea, like you said, like something was trying to show him something by taking him through this wall into something else. Like maybe something is opening up for you. Maybe there are other experience, you know, that there's a different path to take and be watching for it. Like something maybe in this whole cosmic universe for you is about to change. And they made sure you were back in bed. Something was standing there. You did not feel scared of it, even though it felt kind of creepy, like maybe I would be. But you didn't feel like it was something okay. I just wonder. Just be watching. That's all I'm saying. Maybe something is going to happen to you.
I don't know.
And I think something good, like your life is going to change.
Well, maybe you can call back. Because it doesn't make any sense. And there are dreams that just don't make sense. It could just be a random dream. You could have, absentmindedly turned off the rotation on your fan. Maybe that's all it is. Which
I'm wondering if this missing piece of the dream is, once you got through the wall, what did you see?
Hmm.
And I'm wondering if you saw something and it's just prepping you for something that's going to happen. And I feel like it's a good thing you weren't scared.
I'd have been scared. That's just me.
He wasn't, though.
Yeah.
Well, and so I'm thinking, let us know if there's a change that occurs.
Because then it could have just been a dream.
Could have just been a dream, but I got a feeling there's something more to this.
Well, let's do one more story. And it says, for my 30th birthday, I stayed at the Hotel Del Coronado. I had wanted to stay there since I saw some like it hot. That's going back a few years. In my research, I found out that the hotel was incredibly haunted. After having dealt with the paranormal throughout my life, I was really interested to see if I still had that spark. I called and requested room 3502, a room where a maid had taken her life. I tried not to read too much into other people's experiences for fear of the placebo effect. The woman on the phone said they didn't assign rooms until the person arrived to actually check in. I told her I was going to be celebrating my 30th birthday and it would really mean a lot as this would all be part of the experience I was hoping for. The woman checked with a higher up and kindly assigned me the room. My friends arrived very late that day. We were only staying one night and they wanted to make sure I got everything I wanted. We walked in and there were 4 cupcakes on the coffee table, 3 from my friends and 1 from the hotel. So this was the haunted room. It was nice, a little small, really. The hallway to get there was twisted and the floorboards were bumpy. They still used old keys instead of upgraded to the card system. I walked straight ahead and opened the closet. I immediately got a dizzying feeling before my hand even touched the knob. I stood there. Had I moved too fast? Were we up too high? The room was spinning. I took a step to the side and entered the bathroom to the right of the closet, and the feeling immediately went away. But then we were late for dinner. I sat on the couch in front of the closet and felt that same dizzy feeling. I ignored it. I knew my friends believed in ghosts, and I knew they were there to experience this with me. I said nothing, though, as I didn't want to startle anyone too soon. We ran off, had a lovely experience. We had dinner, drinks. Oh, how sweet. We had dinner, drinks that were bought for us by strangers. I love that. It was an amazing time. By the time we stumbled back, a little intoxicated, me more than them, I flopped on one of the beds and stared at the ceiling. I started to talk about the history of the room, how the room felt sad. My friend Christina perked up. You know, have you been by the closet? It feels weird over there, like you spun around on a chair too many times. I sat up. Exactly. Did you feel dizzy too? And weird? It wasn't just me. I was thrilled. We talked and laughed and giggled through the night. We tried to eat the cupcakes, but we were too full from dinner. We started hearing pounding footsteps from the floor above our room. My friend complained about the noisy upstairs neighbors. I looked at her very calmly. She really wasn't into the ghost hunting, and she wasn't very easily afraid. And I said, that's impossible. We're on the top floor. We don't have upstairs neighbors. For the rest of the night, we became very somber. We talked to her as best as we could until we decided it was time for bed, or at least I decided. I crawled into bed as I fell asleep to their talking and laughter. Soon they went to sleep as well. We left the cupcakes on the coffee table. When we woke up the next morning, the room was a mess. We were appalled. The unfinished cupcakes were strewn about the hotel room. One cupcake was smeared across the floor at the end of the beds. They what? Blamed me. Yeah. They blamed me. I had to remind them that I went to bed first and I finished my cupcake. However sick it had made me, I was so angry at them. They were messing with me and they ruined the hotel carpet that the staff now had to clean up. But then I also knew these 2 girls very well. They were not the kind of people to ever do such a thing. especially being servers. They know how awful customers can be and always like to tidy up after themselves at restaurants and hotels. I grabbed a towel and wet it in the bathroom. I got down and scrubbed the chocolate out of the carpet as best as I could. We were missing one of them, though. The cupcake the hotel had given me was missing. I started looking for the missing cupcake. I wanted to take it home with me. I went to the closet, flung the door open. Inside the closet, on a part of the wall that jutted out, which made a perfect little shelf, sat my untouched cupcake. It was in complete pristine condition. As we left, I felt genuinely bad. I wanted to ghost hunt, but it seemed our intoxication, however big or small, really upset her. We decided to look up what other people experienced in that room now that it was after the fact. Sure enough, multiple accounts of dizzying effects in front of the closet, footsteps from above a room that doesn't exist, and objects were being moved. She wasn't malicious. I think if anything, she just wanted to be left alone. Samantha. Now, part of it makes me think, y'all were drunk. Did they get in some kind of weird cupcake fight with the cupcakes and nobody remembers it?
Okay, or people do weird things in their sleep, especially if they're taking, you know, some sort of sleeping medication. And maybe if you would team that up with alcohol, you know, it could even be worse.
And they didn't say they did.
I've seen these weird videos of people getting up in the night and, you know, doing all sorts of things like eating and all these things.
Yeah, I definitely ask your friends, were you on Ambien? Did anybody take Ambien?
Is there anything like you could say, you know, you've got a friend that sleepwalks and does things in their sleep? This seems intense for that as far as, you know, grabbing the cupcakes and smearing them into the floor, but setting one in the closet nicely. But people do weird things in their sleep. You know, I remember my parents once telling me that I got up in the night and came into their room and there was a cot at the foot of their bed. And I think one of us kids had nightmares and would come in there all the time. So I think my sister, they just set up a cot. She got in half the time. Anyway, but I got up, went in the room, and just like started moving the cot across the floor. I have no memory of doing this, but they watched me do it.
But that said, that doesn't explain the footsteps above them and that whole dizzying thing that happened to a couple of the girls.
The dizzying spell, the weirdness at the closet.
Definitely.
The things that other people said that that were validated by other people that had stayed in that room.
Yeah, I definitely think something was going on in that room.
I do too. That's why, like, I want to say, oh, somebody was either just playing a prank or they have sleep, you know, weirdness that they get up and do things. But it doesn't feel like that.
And the fact that her friends were servers and people who, like, I'm the same way. I used to wait tables for years back in college. And to this day, I'm the one like setting all the plates nicely. You know, I'm a server at heart. Like, or you and me, if we went traveling and we spilled something in the room, we would clean it up, you know?
Yeah.
So I appreciate the fact that she was attempted to clean up the cupcake mess, but they're not really the type of people who would do it. So maybe Ambien was involved, but I do think they stayed in a haunted room.
I do too.
And the cupcake thing could have been a haunted thing. It could have been the maid.
And they said that other people said things had been moved. This seems a little bit more than just moving things, you know.
Yeah. Would the maid, the spirit of the maid, have messed up the room like that? Because she, you know, she cleaned them. So I don't know. Yeah. I think that's an interesting story. I think it's a great story, actually.
It's a good one, yeah. Yeah.
So if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. Call it in at 855-853-4802 or write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Then if you want to be a premium subscriber, you could be. No commercials, advanced episodes, access to the complete archive. Sign up today through Apple Podcasts. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories
or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies. The list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, Lady Luck?
Bretsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. You know that moment when you're in your stylist chair and you're describing your dream hair like it's a Pinterest board come to life, but you have zero idea how to make it happen at home? That is my Roman Empire. But Amiga totally gets it. Their clean, vegan, cruelty-free, clinically proven formulas are why stylists swear by them. I'm obsessed with the Wizard Detangling Primer. It's like a magic spell for my hair. For a limited time, save 15% off your order with code FAMOUS15 on loveamika.com. Restrictions may apply.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, Lady Luck?
Bretsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.